WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This week, two new films open in movie theaters nationwide. Paradise Road is a Hollywood production with big themes, and Day Trippers is a small independent. Film critic John Powers contrasts the two and says the film that may sound important actually isn't.
Back in the 50s, the French director Claude Chabrol wrote a piece attacking movies that deal with big abstract themes, like the loss of innocence or man's inhumanity to man. Get beyond their grandiose intentions, he said, and you realize that these films are nearly always tripe, boring as drama and untrue to life. In contrast, movies that tackle small themes aren't crushed by such bombastic abstractions. They have the space to find the universal in the particular. I thought about this essay when I saw Paradise Road, a World War II yarn that puts a feminine spin on classic POW movies like The Bridge on the River Kwai. The action centers on a Japanese internment camp in Sumatra, whose prisoners are the familiar United Nations of stereotypes, starting with a redoubtable British matron, played by Glenn Close. There's the pushy Yank, the plucky Australian, the pigeon-babbling Chinese, and the exiled German-Jewish doctor, who's played by Frances McDormand like someone auditioning for the Joel Grey role in Cabaret. To keep up their spirits over the years of imprisonment, these women defy the Japanese by forming a choir. They turn their sorrow and yearning into song. The movie was adapted from real events by Bruce Beresford, the Australian filmmaker best known for Driving Miss Daisy. Beresford's a solid professional, but here he's so busy milking his story for uplift that he forgets to give us the vivid characters and conflicts that would draw us into the film. While he doesn't flinch from showing the brutality of the Japanese, there are harrowing scenes of guards beating women. He skims the psychological surface, shying away from the murkier emotions of POW life. At one point, the prisoners are told they'll escape the camp's misery and starvation if they'll simply become comfort women at the Japanese officers' club. Such an offer should pose a real temptation for women who fear dying from the hardship of the camp. But we know instantly that all the main characters will refuse. After all, to have Glenn Close even ponder being a prostitute would be far too disturbing for a movie whose whole aim is to dish up that biggest and tiredest of Hollywood themes, the triumph of the human spirit. In fact, there's far more human spirit on display in the wonderful comedy The Day Trippers. Hope Davis and Stanley Tucci play Eliza and Lewis, a Long Island couple who seem to be the epitome of loving domesticity, until she finds evidence he may be having an affair. Rushing to her family for advice, Eliza soon finds herself in the car heading into Manhattan, along with her long-suffering dad, her bossy mother, her smart-alecky sister Jo, and Jo's boyfriend Carl, who has written an unintentionally hilarious novel about the emptiness of middle-class existence. As this ragtag group drives around the city in search of the wayward husband, they fall into bickering and crosstalk, as when Jo asks Carl, who's played by Liv Schreiber, to talk about his novel.
Carl, tell Mom and Dad about your novel. Carl wrote a novel, everyone. It's great. It's just far out. It's brilliant.
I don't think your parents want to hear my novel.
Mom and Dad, do you want to hear about Carl's novel?
Oh, yeah, sure, Carl.
Well, Rita, it's an allegory about spiritual survival in the contemporary world. The main character is this freak of nature. He's this man who doesn't have a normal head. He was born with a dog's head.
A dog's head?
Yeah, you know, sort of a fantastical story.
It's like a fable.
Yeah, like a Master and Margarita or...
Animal Farm.
Animal, yeah, exactly. Very Kafka-esque.
Carl, I'm not an educated woman.
It's Dr. Seuss for adults, Mom.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
So, everyone else in the book is normal except for the man with the dog's head, who really only wants...
What kind of dog?
Dad, it's not important.
No. It is important. Actually, that's very important. It's a German short-haired pointer. You see, it's actually especially important that it's a pointer because that's a crucial metaphor, because in the book he's sort of a visionary, you know? You know, pointing the way to salvation.
Joe loves dogs.
The Day Trippers was written and directed by Greg Mottola, one of the increasingly rare filmmakers whose humor is tinged with tenderness, not derision. Far from thinking that middle-class life is empty, Mottola offers his own roadmap of Cheever and Updike territory. He captures the confused yearning that percolates beneath ordinary suburban silliness. With the exception of the mother, who's overplayed by Anne Meara, the characters all reveal secret emotional shadings. Just as Joe's acid tongue masks her inner uncertainty, so Carl is not the pretentious buffoon his novel makes him appear. He's redeemed by being genuinely kind. By the time Eliza finally catches up with her husband in unexpectedly wrenching circumstances, we realize that the movie's small theme has actually been given a very big treatment. What looked at first like a sunny little comedy is actually a sly portrait of loneliness, family dysfunction, and middle-class naivete.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue.